Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, bad Jew alert.
Uh oh. What?
Huh? Scotty.
Well, let's figure out who it is out of this.
Oh, wait. Okay, never mind. You're not supposed to be here.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
All right, Deborah Cox.
Okay. Nice. Okay. One hit wonder?
Yes. No. What? Deborah Cox had several hits.
Oh, sorry. Today is Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. I can atone here. I've just been thinking about all the bad things I've done and be a better person. But, I'd like to be around all you people, so here I am.
Have you been a bad boy?
I have not been a bad boy.
Scotty, what's the worst thing you've done that you'd like to atone for in the last year?
Nothing.
You just said you were thinking about all the bad things you've done.
They're not that bad.
No, I haven't done anything. Nothing stands out, so it's not like I robbed a bank or anything. There was something at ShopRite that, rang up wrong and I didn't tell them. I have to tell you, I do feel guilty every once in a while. Like, the wrong price will ring up, but then I'm like, you know what? They ripped me off on something else one time, so now we're even.
Yeah, I know.
Did you hear Wegmans had to stop that self-checkout scanning app because of overwhelming theft in the store?
Really?
Because you had this app, right, that you would just scan the items, put them in the bag in your cart, and then walk out of the store without going through any self-checkout or...
Yeah.
And I would see people just hold the phone up to the thing and put their card. They didn't scan shit. Nothing.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's how the new Amazon Fresh is going to be, because they're opening one of those near me, and it's been under construction for 3 years already. Ooh. And I think that they're trying to work out the kinks, because people have got to steal things. It's very easy, I would think.
Yeah. You know what? Well, I did that when I was in Seattle, because they test all the Amazon stuff in Seattle. So I did that Amazon Fresh one where you walk in and you just take what you want and then you walk out. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, there's no freaking way this is going to work. And it did.
All robot type stuff, right?
It went to my Amazon app. It everything got charged to it. It was exact. I'm like, this is insane. But that was years ago. I'm surprised it took so long to come here.
Hmm. Yeah, see, I've never purposely not scanned something and walked out with it because, that is obviously theft. I feel guilty. So I always do the self-checkout, but I always scan everything.
So you're atoning for stealing supermarket things.
I don't steal things from the supermarket.
Okay.
Allegedly. I never have.
He just doesn't correct it if there's a problem.
Right. If it's
I can
lower,
appreciate
if it's
that.
Lower than it's supposed to be, I'm not going to say, oh, by the way, this is supposed to be a dollar more. You know?
I got
to
say, I wouldn't even notice because I don't always look at the things as I scan them. So I just kind of assume everything rang up the way it should, which is very un-Indian of me. But every now and then, I'm sure something gets in there that was either too high or too low.
Can you qualify that statement?
For the Indian people?
Yeah.
For those listening.
I feel like Scotty might appreciate this or know this more than anyone else, but Indian people will watch the register while they're checking out. And if something is off by 2 cents, they're like, bop, bop, bop.
I mean, hello, that's why I check out myself. You know? I like to watch it.
Yeah, they'll argue back and forth about everything. It's very interesting.
No, but I've called the attendant over and said, hey, you know, this was on the shelf for $2.99 and it rang up $3.29. Like, 30 cents pisses me off, so I'll tell her. Because then everybody's getting charged 30 cents more, so I'm saving everybody else.
So you're like the Superman of supermarkets.
That's right.
But you know what else is so annoying? Come on, in that damn checkout aisle. Please put your item in the bagging place.
Oh, my God.
It's in the bagging place. Yes. I don't understand. It's just not heavy enough. You don't. You just don't know it's there.
That got so annoying in my shop, right, that they stopped it. It doesn't matter. You don't have to put it on the scale thing anymore. It's just whatever. They stopped doing that.
Oh, well, so many times, we needed maple syrup the one morning. So I go, and I go to the self-checkout, and I got maple syrup, and I'm just holding it. And it wouldn't let me proceed until I set something. I'm like, I'm just holding the fucking bottle.
And then, God forbid, you put anything, like you put your wallet down over there.
Oh, good.
Something is in the bagging section that doesn't belong, an alien something. Please take it out. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Scotty, are you like Rain Man when you're checking out, though? You know the prices of everything as you're checking out?
Sadly, yes. I know how much things are supposed to be. So that way, if it does ring up more, I know that it rang up more and I have to have someone come over and correct it.
I got real pissed the other day because I do like the Instacart, and you know, Scotty is a shopper for Instacart, but he's awesome. He's a great Instacart shopper.
I am.
This person, I said I wanted green bananas. They got me plantains. And I'm like,
oh my God.
There is a big difference between green bananas and plantains. And I had to send a picture so I could get a credit. It's like, I don't care you're crediting me $2. I don't have my bananas. This is the problem now. It's like a lazy man's way to shop. I swear to God.
Yep.
But it's the most awesome thing ever invented.
Yeah, we put that we wanted hummus one time, and the guy got us a bag of chickpeas. I'm like, so what, I got to make this shit myself now?
Well, I got to tell you that, you know, as a shopper, if they don't have what you asked for, Instacart will make recommendations, and you could just you can replace it.
Really? Hummus to chickpeas, hard chickpeas.
Plantains to bananas.
Yeah. I think I would have to boil them.
You're supposed to check with the customer to see if it's okay with them. But half the time, they're not paying attention, and you don't have time to wait around for them to answer. So you just grab whatever.
Scotty, how long have you waited in the supermarket waiting for a response back for someone to say, this is okay to get instead of this?
I wait about 5 minutes and then I will call them. They generally don't answer because it comes from an known number.
Right. Yeah.
And then I just either refund the item or I get something that's close to it.
Interesting.
Great story.
Yeah. Sometimes the thing that it replaces it is better, to be honest. I've found that like, oh, I like this actually better. But sometimes I'm like, really?
Do they have like reviews for the shoppers?
Oh yeah, I'm five stars, baby.
And you
bet.
You can give extra tips if you want. Like if they went above and beyond, you can say, "Oh, they bagged. You know, they were a great bagger. They were a great this."
Can I go out of my way to request you then, Scotty?
No, it doesn't work that way.
That's a bummer.
Because if you get a good massage, you're like, well, "I'm going to go to that masseuse again." Sorry, massage therapist.
They should be able to, but here you get what you get.
No. How'd you foil the system when you did it for Danielle?
No, he didn't. This is the problem.
I didn't.
He came to New Jersey, and I tried to get him. So I put in an order, and he was waiting so that he could grab it because you got to grab him when they come through. And it never came through for him to grab, so he couldn't help me.
Thank you for a speedy and accurate delivery. Smiley face.
Hey, no offense to Instacart shoppers and people who do the shopping for you, but I can't use them because they never shop in my best interest. I see them when I'm at the grocery store and I'm watching. They're not checking for like the expiration date that is the furthest in the future. Maybe you do, Scotty.
Yeah.
Hold on. But that's not everybody. A lot of these people deal in volume and I see how fast they're going. And they'll just grab a decrepit, like, they won't check the egg box to see if one. I open up the eggs and I open and I check the undercarriage of each egg to make sure it's not cracked. You you think that these shoppers that do it for you are doing that for you?
Some of them.
Well, see, the thing
is, some of them.
When I shop for people, I shop as if I'm shopping for myself.
That's you, though.
That's the thing.
A lot of these people are just, it's a cash grab.
Hold on.
They're just trying to get like as many orders in as possible.
Yeah.
I've seen them in Whole Foods. Did I just call them out? So those Amazon people that are in there, they're going fast, like a mile a minute.
What do you want to say, Scotty?
Listen to this one. Best shopper ever. Checked expiration dates, found options for replacements, quick delivery. Thank you.
Yeah. No, but you know what, though? I agree with Scary, though, because we did it one time where we had whatever it was, Instacart, or I don't know if it was Whole Foods that was putting our bag together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, even a blind person wouldn't have picked this bag of chicken. It was like all fat and disgusting.
You can't have them select your meats and your fish, your produce. I got brown spots on one of my apples. Another time, I wanted specifically Nancy's low-fat cottage cheese.
He's been sitting on this.
That's the 2%. No. Yes. No, I have been.
I know.
And I've been sitting there, and I'm like, they brought me the one that was not Nancy's. They took a replacement, and I didn't ask for a replacement. Because if it's not Nancy's, I don't want it.
I don't even know Nancy made cottage cheese.
No, Nancy's the best. It's actually probiotics.
Is this a client?
No, they're not. No, not a client. They should be, though.
Not yet.
They've got live cultures and...
Okay, we get it.
No carrageenan. I mean, give me a break.
Is the bottom of an egg an undercarriage?
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
Is the bottom
of an
egg...
Scotty, can we... go around Instacart and can we just reach out to you directly to do grocery shopping for us and give you a better deal?
I wanted to start doing that. I think that I should. I should start a service, but I just don't want to get overwhelmed. I kind of like to do... That's the beauty of Instacart is you can just kind of do it whenever you want and you're not on a schedule.
Well, just know I trust you, Scotty.
Yeah, I mean, if I
you
did
can
my
do the
own
same
service,
thing.
But then I would also feel bad charging friends. You know, I just want to, you know, do it for nothing.
I'll give you top
dollar,
but
you're
dollar,
charging
man.
Us... No, but you're charging us less still because with Instacart, I'm sure that the groceries probably cost a little bit more themselves.
Yes, that's the thing.
And then they take a cut.
When you use one of those services, you don't get the sale prices that the stores offer.
Right.
So with me, I would just charge you the full price for the item and I would keep the difference of the sale prices. How about that? That's a good fee.
I'd be fine for that. And then I would tip you still. So it's not that you're not doing us a service. Your friends and you are working together. It's a mutually beneficial relationship.
Well, see, what I wanted to do, but I'm pretty sure I would have got kicked off Instacart, is as I deliver them, just hand the customer a card and say, hey, just call me or text me and I'll take care
of you. Yeah, I think you would have been kicked off.
I would judge you.
Try it. How would they know?
I would judge you on freshness and expiration dates and things like that and the quality of the product you bought me. And I will tip you 20% on what my groceries are. I will do it. No problem.
But that's you. A lot of people wouldn't do that.
I tell you, there are people that tip nothing.
Yeah.
What?
It's insane. Yes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What the hell are you shopping for?
Nothing. They think they're getting paid, you know, so I don't know.
Are you?
Barely. Like, okay, for example, so there, I'll take an order, you know, that's probably like 40 items, and the pay is like $26. So you got to count on the tip, you know, to make up for the rest of that. Because
Scotty,
that's an hour. What?
Do you get paid from, like, if the order is bigger, do you get more of a paycheck for that
order? Yeah, the bigger the order, the more that it is, the more, if there's heavy items, they pay you more. It depends. It depends on what it is. And it also depends on the region. You know, like, I noticed that you get paid less in Florida when I was down with Froggy, like, shopping
down
there.
Wait.
Peanuts.
Wait, you shopped on your vacation?
I tried to.
I love you.
Well, it's all relative, though. I mean, the same thing with Uber drivers. They complain in South Florida. Unfortunately, they don't get as much money as they do in driving in New York City, which is under the umbrella of the Taxi and Limousine Commission, which makes sure that their rates are much higher. Mm. So I see that. Yeah, that's unfortunate. That shouldn't be that way.
And there are areas where I know where to linger by the supermarkets where the people with more money have because they tip more. You know, I mean, I got a $37 tip one time for 4 items.
Damn.
You
know,
Yeah, that one was easy.
That's nice.
That's what the Instacarters do. They just sit and they wait for them to come in and they all fight over it.
Do the old ladies answer the door wearing nothing but a negligee?
I've never seen that. Well, lately, see, the whole thing is with COVID, it's just drop and go.
Yeah, okay. Drop
so
and
a
go.
Lot of times people just request that you leave it on their porch and go away.
Ring the doorbell.
Yeah.
You know what the worst part is, though? So there's no bags anymore. So depending on the shopper.
Not if you get me.
Some shoppers will still get you the bags and get you the cheap bags because I guess you have to pay for the more expensive ones.
Yeah.
Some of them will just dump all the items you ordered on your porch with no bags.
Let me tell you something.
Whatsoever.
You get
it's
me,
crazy.
And you're going to get old school plastic grocery bags because I bought 4 cases when they banned them.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's illegal.
No, it's not. It's not. The stores are just not allowed to give them out anymore.
Wow.
I want Scotty. I want Scotty every time.
Absolutely.
Well, it's much easier for me to carry like 15 plastic bags at once than two paper bags that tear. You know,
Scott, you got to do this because I think not only are you going to cash in with your own little like side hustle of Instacart, but I think people will come to you even more because they want to meet you because you're part of the show.
Yeah.
And then you could, you know. Oh, capitalize on that too.
There is that.
Oh my God! You could collect a talent fee or something on top of that.
Well, it's like Cameo, but with purpose.
Yeah, it really is.
Scott Saves. That's the name of the app.
Yeah.
Scott Saves.
This is you, Scotty.
I had bought that website a long time ago. I might still own it. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
You should do it right now before we post this podcast and somebody else goes and buys it.
And it should be, you forget Instacart. Forget all those shopping apps. You want to save more money? You shop with Scott Saves.
Yeah, but then I'm going
to have to. Use your information.
Then I'll have to quit because it will get too overwhelming.
Danielle just gave you the first endorsement right there.
Come on, let's cut the commercial.
No, I understand.
But it's your company, so you shouldn't get overwhelmed if you're deciding how many of these you do.
And you can hire a couple people if you want.
And you can even kind of, because I bet a bunch of people will flood you, and then you can be choosy, and you can even charge a bigger service fee for people who want you and can get in. Okay. Get like a wait list going.
Ooh, that's
want
like
me to do your groceries?
At the hair salon. Sometimes, you know, the better salon, what are they called? The hairdressers.
Yep.
they're more money, and there's a wait list for them. So you want me, then you come a little more.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question. Did people order salad from the salad bars and stuff in these places?
Oh, no.
Because that would be weird.
Asking for a friend.
No, because the Instacart person, do they do it all? Where are the limitations? No.
The most annoying part of it is the deli meat. Oh, my God. You know, you choose an order and don't realize that you have to take like 16 different, you know, a pound of turkey, a half a pound of bologna, and you got to wait on that stupid line for an hour.
Slice thin, please, an eighth inch.
Oh, they complain if you don't get it sliced the right way.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a pain in the ass. I wish they wouldn't do deli meats, but you have no choice.
When I had my bearded dragon, I ordered, because Petco was one of the things on there, so I ordered live crickets, and they allowed you to do it. Well, right after I got the live crickets, they stopped that. So I'm like, I don't think they realized.
Scott, include live crickets.
Live crickets. And now they have Bath and Body Works on there.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, it's so dangerous. The hand sanitizers that I come into my house is crazy. All the different, look. All the different kinds.
All right, they have Spirit Halloween on there now too for Halloween.
They do?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but that's a pain in the ass because sometimes they're out of stuff and you're substituting this blood for that blood. It's annoying.
And Scotty hates blood.
Well, if you want him to shop for you, please go to @ZScottyB on Instagram.
Sure.
Or his Instagram. New website, ScottSaves.com.
Or just comment below. Comment below in the comments on YouTube or Instagram or wherever you're watching this and let Scotty know that you want him to be your
shop. I'm only doing Long Island. I'm sorry. I'm not driving to Jersey.
See, look, this is great. You already have all these. Hold on. That means I don't get it. Yeah. But that's okay. Right. You already have all these parameters, so you can just say, hey, Long Island, Wednesday afternoons, book me now. I'll do all the shopping, and that's it. You don't have to get overwhelmed.
You could do Jersey once a week.
One time, Scotty.
Going to
be in Jersey. Going to be in Jersey on Thursday.
What about Erie?
How many can I get done? You can get like 10 done while you're in Jersey.
You can, Scotty.
Here we go.
I got a guy in Santa Fe that needs your help.
I'm out.
You need Gandhi and I. We have to be your like PR people.
Stop getting defeated before you start. Let's do this. Yeah, let's go, Scotty. Right,
Danielle, this is actually the better idea you've created. You know, the first one being the glory hole idea.
Well, this goes right in the idea bin with our banana brothers that never got off the ground.
That's true.
Come on, man.
Rent-A-Gay was a great idea.
I still think Rent-A-Gay is a great idea and don't know why you haven't pursued it.
I know. I really
I think we're
to.
Over.
We're over.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, we're very over.
So happy. Oh, wait, I don't say that.
No. It's, just easy fast.
Easy fast.
Easy fast, Scotty B.
And thank you. Scotty B.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.